sunyata samadhi. This is the traditional counterpart of anatta. On the experiential level, is emptiness, sunyata. And it's not an emptiness of voidness, it's when we really experience things from a point of non-self, not frantically trying to prop up an I, a me, a being, but just recognizing conditions as conditions. This is a physical condition. This is a condition of physicality. This is a condition of mentality. These are nama, these are rupa. This is a impermanent changing condition. This is just a condition. And so just as one sees it from that perspective, then one starts seeing the empty nature of it. It's empty of an abiding essence, and empty of a focal point of selfhood. It's just conditions. And that has a liberating quality to it, has a peaceful quality to it. And giving ourselves the opportunity to enter into and abide into that quality of emptiness. So this is—it's not a, let's say, a metaphysical emptiness. This is an experiential emptiness. Recognizing impermanence, recognizing change, recognizing condition nature of things, being conditioned. And recognizing that there is an ability of the mind to see that clearly and to see through it without creating anything else, anything other. And that's our place of abiding. Investigating impermanence, I breathe in. Investigating impermanence, I breathe out. Just coming back to that very simple base, that very simple foundation. We're breathing, the breath is changing. But it's giving us a clue, it's giving us an opportunity to penetrate and to relinquish, to see through.